Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. It's open forum, as it was last hour. This hour, Jimmy Akin here with us. Jimmy, of course, senior apologist here at Catholic Answers, the author of The Bible is a Catholic Book, among other things. Jimmy, welcome.
Welcome, Cy Kellett.
Thank you.
I feel like I need a seatbelt.
Oh, what? Because
we're in fundraising mode.
I know. Yeah. Right. And hopefully,
and we've got a $15,000 matching challenge this hour. So we need people on the phones. We have them on the phones here in the office, but we also have some lines open, and we need people to call up and fill those lines and be as generous as they can. Because, as you know, without people's help, we don't stay on the air.
We do not, but people did help us the first hour, and I want to let you know we met the match for the first hour. Very generous of you. Thank you for doing that. If we can meet those matches, we know that we're generally staying on track, although I should also tell you, I mean, the overall goal is higher than the match money. So, that, you know, at the end, we need to have $225,000 pledged. And I have every reason to believe that we'll get there, but it's a great start to start off the first hour meeting your $15,000 match. And then lots of people took advantage of the second match, which we also have this hour, on top of that $15,000 dollar for dollar match that will match any donation in any amount. You call, you pledge $1, it gets matched. You call, you pledge $10,000, it gets matched.
So that would convert the first one that you've pledged $1, that becomes $2 for us. You pledge $10,000, it becomes $20,000 for us. And that principle works all the way in between. But since I know you don't do math on the air,
thanks for doing
if
that.
You were to pledge $10 a month, which qualifies you to become a member of Society 315, and you get a T-shirt and a car magnet and other exclusives, that would become $20 a month for us. If you pledge $20 a month, that would become $40. Or if you make a $200 gift, that becomes $400. And at that level, you get the book Pope Peter by Joe Heschmeyer, our newest apologist. You also get The Decline and Fall of Sacred Scripture, How the Bible Became a Secular Book by Scott Hahn and Benjamin Weicker. And if you pledge $45, which becomes $90, then you'll get a hard copy on DVD and with a study guide in print of my latest course from the Catholic Answers School of Apologetics, Bible Difficulties 1, where I talk about all the different types of Bible difficulties that exist. I give examples. I show you how to resolve them. And as we go through resolving them, I develop principles that you can use to solve other Bible difficulties as well.
888-291-8000 is the number to call. Almost every line full, just two folks on the line right now, 888-291-8000. But in addition to that match that you just mentioned, Jimmy, we have this additional match for those who have never been a monthly donor before.
Tell me about it.
Up to $115,000, mm-hmm. We can match any monthly pledge for a first-time monthly pledger. So if you make that $10 a month, you said just now, it's going to, because of the $15,000 match for this hour, it's going to be doubled to $20. But because of this additional match, it will be tripled to $30 an hour if you're a new monthly donor. So that means so much to us. If you can come in at that $10 level, become a member of Society 315, get the T-shirt and all that, it's $30 to us. If you can come in at that $20 a level, get the Society 315, but also the books Jimmy mentioned, that becomes not $40, but $60 per month to us. Maybe you can come at that $45 level, get the course that Jimmy just mentioned on Bible difficulties. But that tripling of $45 a month would be $135 a month to us. I was going to say it. You just beat me by a second.
Yeah.
I was about to say
just being helpful.
888-291-8000. Make a monthly pledge. Make a long story short, if you can make a monthly pledge right now, it means a ton to us. 888-291-8000.
But, you know, Cy Kellett, not everybody is here in North America where it's convenient to phone in. So what about the people who are elsewhere in the world? Because they want to help, too. You know, they're getting value from Catholic Answers Live, and Catholic.com and all the work the Catholic Answers does. How can people who can't just easily call in, how can they support us? Surely there must be some way. Tell me it is so.
It is so, and whether you're in Australia or Singapore or Great Britain or wherever you are around the world.
Philippines.
Or if you're off the Earth on the International Space Station, perhaps in a Chinese space station of some sort.
One of those new suborbital flights.
Maybe you're up with Jeff Bezos. You just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It'd take you about 90 seconds. Some people can do it in 60. Some people could do it with their thumbs. I don't know. People can do all sorts of things now on their phones.
Tell me, if people go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, does that just work while we're here on the air? Or like, could they, if they're listening to a podcast, let's say, and they're not listening live, would it still work for them?
It will, as long as it is in this century. We'd have no guarantees about next century, but this century, okay. Go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
So we don't like take down that website when we go off the air.
Absolutely not. No, and that's a great point because lots of people time delay this because you know they're sleeping right now or they're just getting up and it's not a good time for them to listen.
So what you're telling me
is
that CatholicAnswersRadio.com will work for anybody anywhere in the world 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, whether they're here in North America or elsewhere, or even if they are in North America, it will work for them.
It will, and all of the matches will apply.
Will it work on their mobile phones?
It is optimized for whatever device you are using, mobile phone or...
Optimized. How about that?
I know, pretty good, yeah. Huh? 888-291-8000. I got to say, line's not lighting up right now. So if you are thinking about making that monthly pledge, perfect time to call. You'll get one of our coworkers here in the building, 888-291-8000. I'm going to go to the phones, Jimmy, because we got lots of folks on the phone for you. Let's go to Ricky in Bellevue, Nebraska. And if you're listening in Nebraska, you're probably listening on Spirit Catholic Radio. Ricky, thank you very much for your call. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hey, thank you, guys. I appreciate you taking my call. I hope I'm not breaking the rules here by maybe sneaking in a two-part question if possible. But if not, I understand. Jimmy, I was wondering, because I'm reading a book right now by Trent Horn, Case for Catholicism, and I'm struggling with some of the issues of authority in Sola Scriptura, and I wanted to ask you, because you have a knowledge of early church history, mm-hmm. How do we get, can we trace, because I understand the Catholic argument of the church being able to infallibly recognize by God's grace what books are in the canon. Mm-hmm. But how do we get from what we see maybe as like an early core establishment of the canon by the early church fathers to the end of the fourth century where we have the 27 books? Like, is there a way we can trace that throughout history?
Yeah, we obviously would love to have more data than we do have, but we can trace the basic progression. It's very clear that from the first century, there were certain works that were already in the apostolic age recognized as scripture. And you can show that from the New Testament itself, because in the pastoral epistles, Paul quotes Jesus, but he's drawing the quotation from something he calls scripture. He says, as scripture says, the worker is worth his wages. And that happens to be the way the specific thing he quotes is found only in the Gospel of Luke. So that shows that St. Paul regarded the Gospel of Luke as scripture, and that's right there in the first century in the apostolic age. Similarly, St. Peter refers to St. Paul's writings as scripture. So we have a recognition again in the New Testament age of the writings of St. Paul as being scripture. And then from the second century, we have additional data that recognizes the four Gospels and the collection of St. Paul's writings as scripture. And there are works that were debated. There were some works that ended up in the New Testament that were questioned by some people for a time. There were also works that are not in the New Testament that were considered by some, but not everybody, to be scripture. And it took a while for that to work out. It took a while for the Holy Spirit to guide the church into a full recognition of the 27 books of the New Testament. And you can see a stage of that development early in the fourth century. The early church historian Eusebius of Caesarea, in his church history, gives a list of the books that are universally agreed to be scripture and the books that are universally agreed not to be scripture and the books that are debated in his day as to whether they're scripture or not. And so even at this point in the early first century, around the year 325, the matter is not broadly settled. There's a core that is recognized as scripture, but then there are some debated books. By the late fourth century, by the 380s and 390s, we start having local councils recognizing exactly the 27 books that we today consider canonical in the New Testament. And that was basically unchallenged. And then in the 1400s, the Council of Florence reaffirmed that, and then in the 1500s, the Council of Trent infallibly defined that. I talk more about this process in my book, The Bible is a Catholic Book, and maybe we can send Ricky a copy of that, Cy Kellett, host of Catholic Answers Live.
All right, Jimmy Akin, senior apologist at Catholic Answers. Thomas, I'm going to put Ricky on hold. If you can get his information, we'll send him a copy of Jimmy's book. The Bible is a Catholic book. Let me just get it on to hold. Our number, by the way, we're in the midst of our pledge drive. We're only in the second hour of 6 hours in which we come to you and ask you to fund us for the next 3 months. You're always so generous and help us do that right now. We have two matches on, a $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match, and then an additional match for anyone who is a new monthly donor in any amount, 888-291-8000.
And I can see we've got a bunch of lines open, so that you will get right through.
You will
if
get,
you call yeah. right now. The number is 888-291-8000. But as we mentioned, you can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. But Cy, you know what? There's something else going on, Cy Kellett.
What's that?
We have a visitor. Why don't you tell us about our visitor?
Hello, Chris Check, president of Catholic Answers.
Cy Kellett, host of Catholic Answers Live. Jimmy Akin, senior apologist.
Full names
and titles. It's great to see you.
What's up?
Hey, can I underscore that monthly gift opportunity?
Yes, please do.
So if you are a new monthly giver, your gift is going to be tripled.
Yeah.
So if you've never been a monthly giver to Catholic Answers and you give us $25 a month, you are effectively giving us $75 a month. If you give us $100 a month, you're effectively giving us $300 a month.
That's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable because this particular donor wants monthly givers to Catholic Answers, so much so that he's tripling the gift. So please, my friends, if you've never been a monthly giver to Catholic Answers, there's no better time.
Or if you're not currently a monthly giver.
Correct.
Maybe you lapsed, but now's the time to come back.
We
and
welcome
we'll meet
you
this.
Back. Right. This is what the Catholic Church is all about, welcoming people
welcome back.
Back. So can I just tell a quick story and then you guys can get back to work?
If you say the phone number before you do.
Yeah, and after.
888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or CatholicAnswersRadio.com to give a gift. I talked to a fellow who became a new monthly giver, and he also was coming back to the church. His name was Charlie. He lives in Colorado. He's in the oil and gas business, and absolutely delightful young man. Been away from the church, just completely absorbed in his work, and then COVID hit. And he said, you know, a lot of people complained about COVID, but you know what COVID meant to me? It meant I was home, and he said, I got a dog, and I was out walking my dog, and I ran into a lady who was Catholic. And she started talking to me, and she pointed me to the Catholic Answers YouTube channel.
Oh, cool.
But this is the story.
That's great.
And he says, and now I'm back to the church, and I'm traveling in Minnesota, and I went to the Basilica in Minnesota, and I'm now down in La Crosse, and I went to the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe in La Crosse, and Cardinal Burke was saying Mass there, and it's all because, and I'm back in the church, and it's all because of the Catholic Answers YouTube channel.
Beautiful.
And then he says, I'm in Colorado, where there's, you know, a lot of these new age people, and there was this Buddhist woman, and she's my real estate agent. She goes to yoga, and she seems like an altogether, you know, like she's got it together person. So I go on Catholic Answers YouTube channel, and there's the redheaded guy with the beard and the cowboy hat explaining to me why Buddhism and Catholicism are incompatible. And I said, you mean Jimmy Akin? He said, yeah, Jimmy Akin. He's great. So my friends, all I'm telling you is this. You brought Charlie back into the church. Your support of Catholic Answers brought Charlie back into the church. Now, if you can put a value on that, on bringing someone back into the church or bringing someone into the church for the first time, you could say, I could say to you, if you give me $1 million, I assure you, I'm going to get somebody into the Catholic Church. Catholic Answers will do that.
I would imagine several people.
Yep. I'd say that'd be a bargain if we just got one. But the fact is, however much you can give, we are going to, with the help of the Holy Spirit, for sure, and Our Lady, we're going to bring people into the church. So, my friends, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. And please, be like my friend Charlie. Become a first-time monthly giver. $100 a month is $300 to us. $10 a month is $30 to us. 888-291-8000.
Thank you so much, Chris. Thanks, Chris. President of
you guys
Catholic
are great.
Answers.
Yeah. It's... Jimmy, senior apologist. Cy, host of Catholic Answers Live.
Chris Check, president of Catholic Answers. Brandon, sound technician on Catholic Answers. Thomas, well, I'm always going to do everybody's title, but I'll just move on. 888-291-8000 is that number. We're in the second hour of 6 hours where we come to you and ask you to fund our operations for the next 3 months. And you might have noticed that last year, or over the course of the entire year prior to this, we were telling you that our goal for the pledge drive was $200,000. It's $225,000 this time. Because we're growing. We're doing more stuff. I mean, there's a whole bunch of School of Apologetics classes now. There's a dedicated...
And more coming.
And many more coming. We've got a staff member completely dedicated to social media where you may... I mean, some who are not savvy there... might sneeze or sniff it.
What that means is spreading the word in the way that people are connecting today.
Exactly. And like people on Instagram are getting the gospel. And this is what I hear all the time too. People say to me, like, I'll go to church and somebody will go, who is your social media guy? He's killing it. Mm-hmm. So we're really happy with what we're doing on social media. So it's more expensive. That's all I'm saying. $225,000. You can get a double match if you're a first-time monthly pledger right now. 888-291-8000.
Effectively becomes triple. Yeah.
Right.
Now, so we mentioned two ways that people can get through. The first one is the phone number, you know, 888-291-8000. Everybody knows how to use a phone. That technology has been around for a long time. So, and we've got people standing by. I can see we got a bunch of lines open. So we have staff members standing by just waiting to take your call. It's very easy. Only takes a few moments. You'll get right through. You won't have long wait times or anything like that. The number is 888-291-8000. You also... 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. So that's, you know, a newer-fangled technology that came out in the 1990s. But then also, people these days have smartphones.
Yeah.
And smartphones have an even newer-fangled technology known as texting.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you were aware of this, Cy Kellett, host of Catholic Answers Live, but there is a way...
That you can text.
That you can text and make a donation. The way to do that... is use the word Catholic and just text the word Catholic to the number 24365. And you might think, oh, 24365, however am I going to remember that number? Well, it's 24365, the number of hours in a day and the number of days in a year. So 24365, you text the word Catholic to 24365, and you'll be able to make your donation that way.
So we're covering all the fangles. We've got old fangled calling, 888-291-8000, medium fangled, which is internet, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and new fangled.
And as soon as we have machine telepathy online for everybody, we'll do that too.
And Jimmy's going to be the first adopter of that technology.
I don't know about that.
888-291-8000. I got to tell you about Angela from Louisiana. She just joined Society 315 and wants to challenge all the folks in Louisiana and throughout the South to step up and give to Catholic Answers in the second hour. 888-291-8000 is the number to do that. But I'll tell you right now, I'm looking at five states: Texas, Louisiana, Indiana, Nebraska, and Ohio. Those five states have really come through today. So not just in the South, but all over the U.S. 888-291-8000.
So I want to give an update because we mentioned we have this $15,000 challenge for this hour. And in order to meet that, we need to have $15,000 in pledges one way or another. We are about a third of the way through the hour, and we're about a third of the way to meeting that challenge. So we do need to hear from people in a few minutes. Now, we're going to take another phone call, but in a few minutes, we're going to be going into a break. And that will be the ideal time to call because you won't be missing anything. It only takes a few moments to get through. So the break is an ideal time to call. You can call now, but just bear it in mind. Be thinking now about what you can afford to pledge. And then you'll be all ready when the break comes to make your donation. But we will need to be hearing from people, especially during the break. We also will need to be hearing from people who are able to make substantial donations. You know, every donation is significant. And we've been talking about, you know, $10, $20, $45. But we will need to hear from people who are able to make larger donations. For example, if you can donate $84 a month, that adds up to $1,000 a year, and that entitles you to become a member of our President's Club. And there are a bunch of benefits for that. Similarly, if you can, if you could manage $417 a month, that adds up to $5,000 a year, which entitles you to be a member of our Founders Circle. And there's a bunch of benefits for that. We'll talk more about those benefits, but just keep those numbers in mind and think about, you know, could I actually do that? Am I someone that God has blessed in a way that I could make a $417 a month pledge, or an $84 a month pledge, or one of these amounts? Whatever you can afford, we really appreciate it.
888-291-8000 is that number. I'm going to go back to the phones now. We're going to Ireland, as a matter of fact. Listening on Catholic.com, Colm in Ireland. You are up next, Colm. Please go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hi, how are you? I'm just called in because I was talking to my sister this evening, and last weekend she's married to a Protestant, and she was asked the baptism of her niece-in-law.
Okay, hang on, real quick, Colm. We're just having trouble. I don't think it's you. The line seems to be breaking up. So your sister, you were talking to your sister. Maybe just try to get us the question out as clearly as you can. Just, and it's not your fault, Colm, but it's breaking up on us.
Sure. So I just wanted to explain to her this, that she shouldn't receive communion in the Protestant church because it's they don't believe in the real presence.
Right.
She was just saying, well, if I know that it's not the real presence.
Okay, Colm. I'm going to repeat the question just so that everyone can hear it. So he told his sister, don't receive communion in the Protestant church because there's no transubstantiation. His sister is Catholic. He and his sister are Catholic. And she said, what's the harm if I know that, that I'm not receiving communion? Why shouldn't I receive in the Protestant church?
There are a few reasons. One reason is that precisely because the real presence is not there, it would be a form of false witness.
Okay.
Because even if I know this is just a symbolic act, that there's no real presence here, if I go receive communion, then I am, by my action, unless I go down screaming, there's no real presence here, and I'm taking this just as a symbolic thing, and really there should be the real presence here, and this doesn't conform to Christ's will, unless I make that clear to everybody there, I would, by my actions, be communicating to those around me that I think this does correspond to Christ's will, when in fact it does not. And so it would be a form of false witness by my actions. And so that's, I think, the central reason that one should not do this, because it would be a form of false witness, but also it's forbidden by canon law, because if people start getting in the habit of taking communion where it is invalid, then they may start thinking, oh, well, maybe it doesn't matter so much, and it can weaken their Catholic faith, and it can cloud their understanding of the true teaching of Christ regarding his body and blood.
Colm, I'm sorry we weren't able to have more of a conversation. It's such a treat for us when folks call from Ireland. We just had a bad connection, and I hope we'll get to talk again, and I hope that answer will be helpful to both you and your sister. We do get calls from all around the world. It's always a pleasure to get calls from Australia or Guam or Ireland or very exotic places like Canada. And all of that is paid for by those of you who support this program. Many, many more people get in touch with us via the internet from around the world. That's why we've taken to doing international open forums now, because we just get so many questions from, you know, if somebody's listening to this program in Nigeria, it's the middle of the night.
We've done that? I didn't know that.
Yeah, we've done several of those.
I haven't been on those.
No, we do. You've been reserved to weird questions thus far.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But would you like to do one of those? Because we can
course,
do that.
Sure.
Yeah. But as I was saying, someone in Nigeria, we do have lots of listeners in Nigeria. There are lots of brother and sister Catholics in Nigeria, but I mean, it's 1 a.m. They're probably listening the next day. So if they can email us the question, we can get them an answer on the air now. And it's been a lot of fun. Thank you for your support. We're going to head into a very, very brief break. So I want to ask you to fill up the lines right now. I'm going to tell you something. I always try to be honest with you. There's only one person on our lines right now, and almost all of our coworkers are waiting for a call. A perfect time to call, especially if you are a first-time monthly donor. But anybody, call right now, because you're going to get right on with someone who can answer your call, 888-291-8000. And that double match for first-time donors, but even let's say you just can make a one-time gift of $5. It's going to be matched right now because we have a $15,000 match this hour. But let's say you can make a recurring monthly gift of $10. Well, a $10 gift becomes $20 and then $30 for us because there's an additional match for new monthly donors on right now. 888-291-8000. And if you're listening around the world or you're listening delayed, you can just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And that music means we're going into the break now. So as we said, this is the time to make your call. We've got lots of people standing over. You're standing by. You're not going to miss anything. You've had a chance to think about what you could afford. So please give us a call now. 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. God bless you.
Look at Cy snapping his fingers there.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live.
You're like Snapper Carr from the Justice League.
Really?
Yeah.
He's a good snapper?
Yeah. He was this hip kid that like tagged along with the Justice League in the early days, and he's known for snapping his fingers.
Well, the music is just so infectious. By the way, we're raising money right now. We're an hour and a half into our 6 hours that we do our regular programming, and during brief moments, we ask you for your support, and we do need your support right now. The number to call to pledge your support to support this program and the other work of Catholic Answers, 888-291-8000. You can also go safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text the word Catholic to 24365, Catholic to 24365. Let me just reset where we are. We have a $15,000 match that we have not used up for this hour.
No.
So anybody who makes any pledge in any amount is going to get doubled right now because we have a $15,000 dollar for dollar match. In addition to that,
there's like some people can help us even more than with a doubled match. How does that work?
Because if you are a new monthly pledger, you will get an additional match from a donor who knows that we are trying to build up the monthly pledges. It really just helps when you're a nonprofit to know how much money is coming in month to month. So just say you could be a $25 a month monthly pledger right now. at 888-291-8000. You pick up the phone, you make the $25 pledge. We get a match from a donor who's got the hourly match on, the $15,000 match. So that makes it 50 instead of 25 for us. And then we get another match from this additional donor who's matching all new monthly pledges. And those go for the entire year. So for each month of the next 12 months, you are matched twice, 888-291-8000.
What if I used to be a Catholic Answers supporter, but I haven't in a while? Can I get in on that extra match?
Well, first of all, Jimmy, you should have been. I mean, come on.
This is a hypothetical. Yeah. What if?
Yeah, you can. That's exactly right. Yeah.
Awesome. So this is a great time to come back.
Right.
And renew your support for Catholic Answers.
888-291-8000. Tons of lines open right now. So lots of folks you can talk to. They're our friends and colleagues. They work in the building with us. They stop doing what they usually do to take your calls, because this is very important. This is how we pay the bills for the next 3 months. 888-291-8000.
So we have some people we want to thank. For example, David is mailing in a check for $200. That is awesome. Thank you, David. Also, Jane from Iowa just became a member of the President's Club by making an $84 a month pledge. And then it's less than $100 a month. Lots of people can afford less than $100 a month. If you can afford $84, you end up becoming a member of our President's Club, which, among other things, and there are a bunch of benefits, but among them is you're entitled to receive a free copy of everything we publish during the year. All the books, all the DVDs, all the magazines, all the booklets, all the things. You want all the things. So by all means, please make a donation of $84 or more a month, and you'll be able to do that as well as receive all of the other benefits of becoming a member of the President's Club.
All right, we're going to go to another call right now, and then when we come back, I'll tell you the different gifts at the different giving levels, but the levels are $10 a month, $20 a month, $45 a month, and then for President's Club, $84 a month, or Founders Circle, it's $417 a month, and it's all matched twice right now, 888-291-8000. Chris in Texas, listening on Guadalupe Radio. Glad to have you, Chris. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy Akin.
Well, hello, gentlemen. I was listening last night, and there were several questions in the same hour talking about the Eastern Schism from back in the 11th century. So when I got home and I did a little more reading, and a couple weird things came up. You guys were talking a lot about the whole three-oakway protrated thing from the creed and how that caused a lot of disagreement and so forth. And then I was reading and I saw a couple of things that surprised me. I'm hoping you can comment on it.
What surprised you, Chris?
Detail.
All right, go ahead,
that
Chris.
There was also a disagreement about the Immaculate Conception and also purgatory. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't get a lot of decent detail on those off the internet, but I was hoping maybe you guys could address those two a little bit and why.
All right. Okay. So these have to do with the history of doctrinal development. Now, the seeds of both of these teachings, the Immaculate Conception and Purgatory, are there in Scripture and in the early Church Fathers. But it took a while for them to be formally developed and for the Church to figure out how to articulate them. And that didn't happen until after and to teach them authoritatively, and that didn't happen until after the separation had occurred. So it's not like there was a difference between East and West prior to the separation. And we both agree on the principles, but they ended up being articulated in different ways. In the case of the Virgin Mary, it was recognized from extremely early on that the Virgin Mary was an exceptionally holy woman. The question was, in what way was she exceptionally holy? And actually, one thing that Eastern Orthodox and Catholics agree upon is that she never committed personal sin in her life. The question is, well, what about the period before she was born? Was she free from what in the West is commonly called original sin? Well, the term original sin is not always used in Eastern Christianity, even though they recognize that there is a sense in which we're intrinsically fallen. And because it's not used, the East did not, because it doesn't always use the language of original sin, that played a role in not developing the concept or the language that Mary is free from all stain of original sin, which is formally what the doctrine of the Immaculate Conception means, that she was conceived in a way that protected her from all stain of original sin. And even in the West, it took a while for that to be hammered out. St. Thomas Aquinas, for example, did not have exactly the modern understanding of the Immaculate Conception. It wasn't infallibly defined until the 1800s. And as a result, you know, we were already in a state of separation by then. And so that's why they hadn't gone through the same course of doctrinal development that the Catholic Church did. Essentially, the same thing is true of purgatory. They acknowledge the principle that people need to be purified after their death. They sometimes use different ways of articulating this. For example, in Eastern Orthodoxy, there are various authors who will talk about what are called toll houses, and they are sort of they're depicted as way stations on your way to heaven that you have to pass through. And so they also recognize the legitimacy of praying for the dead and the need for purification, and they sometimes will depict this journey as involving these toll houses, but it's essentially the same concept.
And I'm going to say thanks very, very much for your call. We do appreciate it, Chris. Lots of folks on the line. We're going to continue to answer calls. It's open forum. Jimmy Akin is our guest. But the number I'm giving out is a little different today because it's the pledge drive number. This is our opportunity to come to you. We take an opportunity each 3 months, each quarter, to ask you to support us for the coming quarter. You've been very generous and have done that all throughout our history. And now we need your help again. 888-291-8000 is the number to call, or you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's a bit urgent now because we're heading, we're on the downhill side of this hour and not much time left, and we'd like to use up both matches, the $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match. And then we have this other extraordinary match throughout the pledge drive this time, where anyone who makes a new monthly pledge receives an additional match in addition to any other match that's operating at that time. If you can make that $10 a month pledge, you become a member of our Society 315. You get the t-shirt, you get the car magnet, and you get tons of exclusive material. 888-291-8000 is the number to call.
And we've got some people we want to thank. Andrew in Indiana has been able to make a donation or pledge of $1,245. Russell in North Dakota has been able to pledge $1,200. Ernest in Texas has been able to pledge $1,000. Deacon Colby in Louisiana has been able to pledge $1,200. And so all of those people are now members of the Catholic Answers President's Club, entitling them, among other things, to everything we publish in the next year, as well as a bunch of other benefits.
888-318-7884, our number. So if it's a recurring gift, you know, if you become a member of the President's Club with a recurring gift of $84 a month, just think of what that is when that's tripled. What is $1,000 that you're giving us over the year? It's $3,000 to us when that is tripled. So perfect time to make your pledge. Let me just do a couple other levels. At the $20 a month level, you're a member of Society 315. You get the t-shirt and all that, and all the exclusive material throughout the year. But we're also going to send you Pope Peter by Joe Heschmeyer and The Decline and Fall of Sacred Scripture by Dr. Scott Hahn and Dr. Benjamin Weicker. At the $45 a month level, or maybe you can make a one-time pledge of $500, you're going to also get Jimmy Akin's course, one of his courses from the School of Apologetics, Bible Difficulties, Part 1. You get the hard copy of it.
Brand new, just came out.
And 34 lessons, is that right, in it?
I think that's how they divided it up, or something like that.
And then you get the DVDs, you get the workbook, you get the whole deal. So something you can share with the family, something you can do on your own. 888-291-8000. Please consider becoming a monthly pledger right now and get that pledge tripled. 888-291-8000.
And they slipped us what looks like an interesting story about that course.
Oh, okay. So let me just see. Todd.
That's Todd Aguiloro, the head of Catholic Answers Press.
Right. He took a call. And a man wanted to donate $1,000, and thank you so much for that. But he upped his pledge to $1,200 when he heard he was getting Jimmy Akin's School of Apologetics course because, and these are his words, I just love the placid sound of Jimmy Akin's voice.
Aww.
So extra $200 for placid sound. Very good. Yeah,
happy to oblige with the placid sounds. Also, we have a note that Carrie from Midland, Texas, just increased her monthly pledge, which is also something we should point out you can do. Even if you're pledging now, you can increase that amount. So please be thinking about if you'd be in a position to increase by, you know, $5, $10, things like that, whatever, or, you know, whatever amount is appropriate for the level you're currently giving at. But she wanted to challenge all others who are sight impaired, which she says she is, to donate to Catholic Answers, and if they're already giving, to increase their donations. And so I want to thank you for that challenge, Carrie. I have sympathy because a number of years ago, I was blind in both eyes. Fortunately, the reason was cataracts, and I was able to get them fixed. But I spent a month blind, and it gave me, no pun intended, a new insight the world of folks who are vision challenged. Like, how do I cook a hamburger and know when it's done if I can't see it? You can't drive a car. There's all kinds of challenges. So I really sympathize for everybody who has vision issues. So thank you very much for your challenge, Carrie. We hope other people will follow up on that, whether they have vision difficulties or not. I also have my own challenge. I want to hear, within reason, how slowly Cy Kellett, host of Catholic Answers Live, can say the phone number.
8 8 2.
Maybe into the microphone as well.
All right, I actually can't say it that slow. I started to feel intense anxiety. 888-291. 8,000.
Bravo, Cy Kellett. Go forth and do likewise many times.
And about half the lines open right now, so we need you to pick up the phone and call that number. There's a $15,000 match this hour. There's an additional match for all new monthly donors. And as I've been saying, we upped the goal for this pledge drive to $225,000 to make sure that we have the funds to do all the additional things we're doing now, whether it's social media stuff or educational stuff, a whole bunch of stuff going on that wasn't going on in earlier years here at Catholic Answers. 888-291-8000. Don't forget about the extra match for every new monthly pledge. If you make a monthly pledge of $10, $20, $50 a month, you get that extra match this entire pledge drive.
So it'll be effectively tripled.
Effectively tripled as long as we've got that other match going. And as far as I know, we have not met the match this hour. 888-318-7884. Dean in Cocoa, Florida. Is it Cocoa Beach, Florida or Cocoa, Florida, Dean?
No, it's just Cocoa.
Oh, I didn't know there was a town of Cocoa. Well, yeah. we're happy to
Sounds
have you.
Like, yeah, there's Cocoa, and then you go out to Cocoa Beach.
Oh, okay. Oh. Is it hot there?
So is it hot cocoa?
Yeah. You probably get that all the time, huh?
Sounds like a place in Oompa Loompa Land, the town of Cocoa.
Well, thanks for calling, Dean. We'll talk to you again. No, go ahead. What's your question for Jimmy?
Say, I've got something that's just been kind of on me for a little bit here is I work in healthcare, and the team that I work on, we put people on cardiopulmonary life support. And we also do organ transplants. So basically what I'm looking for is a little affirmation or reaffirmation of what the Catholic Church says is okay about transplants, obtaining organs from other people, and actually mechanical life support.
Okay, so there's not a problem with using technology to help keep someone alive. Mechanical life support is fine. It's not required in all cases, especially if it imposes a severe burden on people or their family, in which case it would count as a disproportionate measure. And so it's not obligatory that you use mechanical life support, but it is legitimate to use mechanical life support. In terms of organ transplants, it is legitimate in principle to transplant organs from one person to another. The issue comes in how you get the organs. If you get the organs in a way that kills the donor, then that's not morally legitimate. So, for example, if someone needed a liver transplant. Now, fortunately, with livers, you can take a part of a liver and it'll regrow. But suppose that didn't happen. I couldn't, as a physician, take all of somebody's liver and put it in another person because you need your liver to survive. And so if that person is otherwise living, I can't take a vital organ from them. And that the liver would be an example of that. As I said, fortunately, in liver transplants, it's frequently possible to take part of a liver and then they'll both regrow. But that doesn't apply to other organs like the heart. And so there is a discussion among Catholic bioethicists on this question. During the reign of John Paul II, he issued a document that said if a person strictly meets the criteria of brain death, then it would be legitimate to go ahead and do something like a heart transplant because the person's body has already lost its organizing integrity and is going to die anyway. And so they're actually dead, even though some of their bodily processes are still going on. However, there have been a variety of Catholic ethicists who have disagreed with that and who have cautioned that if you accept brain death criteria, it's going to result in people. Number one, there's been a question about what actually is brain death and is the person really dead? If they're not, why do we even bother having this category of brain death? That would suggest they're not if we have to come up with this second category. And secondly, it is a slippery slope to wanting to say, oh, well, maybe if someone's just mentally impaired or in a vegetative state, then we could harvest their organs too. Or maybe there's some brain activity, but we're going to call them brain dead anyway, just so we can get those precious organs. And so there are some ethical questions about this. And Pope Benedict indicated when he came into office that this discussion could proceed. What I would suggest, if you'd like further study of this, to contact the National Catholic Bioethics Center. Their website is ncbcenter.org, NCB for National Catholic Bioethics, ncbcenter.org, and ask for a consultation, and they can put you in touch with one of the medical moral specialists there.
Thank you so much. Appreciate, Dean, the call. You can, on open forum, call about whatever you like, and this is one of the services that Catholic Answers provides, both on the air, on the radio, and through many other means, including answering people's emails or addressing people's posts on social media. We try to share what the Catholic Church teaches in a way that it's accessible to people. And accessible means you got to be where folks are, whether it's social media or whether it's the new media, television, radio, wherever you can find folks, you got to share what the Catholic Church teaches. You got to share the love of Jesus Christ and the sacraments of his church. And you got to do so in a way that folks can understand and relate to. This is one of the things that Jimmy is just so good at. And that's why we come to you hat in hand every 3 months and ask you for your support to help us to continue to keep doing that. Right now, lots of lines open, 888-291-8000.
You know, Cy, we've been talking a lot about our hourly goal today, but we also have the larger drive goal, which is $225,000. And as of right now, we're making good progress towards that, but in the next remainder of today and in the next 2 days, if we're going to meet that, we're going to need to raise $160,000. And in order to do that, we will need some larger gifts. So before we close the show today, I just want to invite people who the Lord has really blessed financially to be thinking about what they could do in that regard. As we mentioned, if you can do $84 a month, or a one-time gift of $1,000, you enter the President's Club. If you can do $417 a month or make a one-time $5,000 donation, you enter the Founders Circle. And some people can donate more than that. Some people could donate $10,000 or $15,000 or even $20,000. Now, I understand that especially for married couples, you need to check with your spouse and make sure that, you know, you're on the same page. So that's why I'd like to invite you and encourage you to think about it today and talk about it tonight and come to a meeting of minds on what you think would be possible. And then if you want, during the course of the evening, you could go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make that donation, or you could call in or tomorrow or the next day. But we do need to hear from you. And if we're going to meet our overall drive goal, we will need people who are able to make some larger donations. Whatever donation you can afford, we really do appreciate it. The ways to contact us are by phone, 888-291-8000. And we will have employees here standing by even after the show is off the air until the phones stop ringing. So if you haven't called by, you know, the very end of the show that's coming up in a few minutes, we'll still have people here. The number is 888-291-8000. You also 24/7 can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or you can text the word Catholic to 2465. That's 2465.
888-291-8000.
Sai is doing so good with saying the phone number slow today.
Once again,
Gold
I want to
star.
Those of you who can make a monthly pledge, I want to encourage you, if you're at the $10 level, to join Society 315. We'd love to send you the t-shirt, the car magnet, but also the idea of Society 315 is to bring people in to be part of the family, you know, enjoy exclusive content, have occasions where you have access to materials that are just for the club, for Society 315, including as we did this year, virtually participating in our Easter retreat. 888-291-8000. If you make that pledge right now, $10 a month, first of all, there's lots of lines open, so you can get in and out in 90 seconds if you want, or you can visit with our coworker when you're on the phone. You're going to get that match, and we've got $115,000 to use up as far as monthly donors, new monthly donors. So I want to encourage you, come in at that $10 a month level. Maybe you can do the 20, maybe you can do the 45, but let me suggest the other end of the giving amounts. Maybe you can come in at $84 a month. Several people have already today. And then you're a member of our President's Club. You're a member of Society 315. You get all the other gifts. But a member of the President's Club has wonderful benefits, including getting, at your request, you request anything we publish during the year, and we'll send it to you for free, whether it's the magazine, whether it's a new book, whether it's a 20 Answers booklet. You ask for it, we'll send it to you. $84 a month. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000.
And we just got a message that says Nancy in Florida has just pledged $500 a month.
What?
That is awesome, Nancy. Thank you so much. To reward everybody for that generosity, let's see if we can take another call before the end of the hour.
Keith in Morrisville, Pennsylvania, listening on Catholic.com. You are up next, Keith. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hi. So when reading the Bible, I frequently come across this phrase that is, quote, call upon the name of the Lord, mm-hmm. or he called upon the name of the Lord. And I was just curious what kind of like the history of this phrase is, and what does it mean exactly to call
okay.
upon the name of the Lord?
So the phrase occurs very early on in Scripture. It's used as early as Genesis 4. Now, that means that it was certainly in the phrase itself was in use at the time that Genesis was written. So I would place that around 1000 BC. However, it could go back much further than that. In terms of what it means, basically to call upon someone means to ask for their assistance. And so this is an example of people praying, asking the Lord to answer their prayers and help them out with whatever they need. Specifically, the name of the Lord here that's used in the Hebrew text is Yahweh. So what the biblical authors are saying is that in these passages where they say someone called on the name of the Lord, they asked the God Yahweh to answer their prayers. And they also worship Yahweh and give him their praise and thanksgiving and things like that. But to call upon primarily would mean to make a request or a petition, but it also can be broad enough to include praise and thanksgiving and things like that. So it's another way of saying prayed to or worshiped the Lord. In terms of why is the name in there? Well, it can mean a couple of things. One thing it could mean is just that they used the name Yahweh when they were doing it.
you know, they invoked him under his name Yahweh, rather than one of the other terms that's used for God, like El or El Elyon or some of God's other names. But also in Hebrew thought, the name of a person represents that person in a special way. And so really it all means the same thing, praying to or worshiping Yahweh. Now, with that music, that means we're now at the end of the hour, but it is not too late for you to call in and make your pledge today. The number is 888-291-8000. We'll have people standing by until the phones stop ringing, so 888-291-8000. Even after that, if you're listening time delayed, you can go to Catholic Answers Radio or text the word Catholic to 24365. And please be thinking, folks, about what donation you might be able to make in the next couple of days.
888-291-8000 or safe and secure online, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. 2 hours of open forum with our own Jimmy Akin tomorrow. We'll see you then, God willing, on Catholic Answers Live.